Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipu Rio chairs high-level meeting to boost security measures along Assam border. Deputy CM Y. Paton assesses border security amid Assam eviction drives. India-UK Inc. landmark free trade agreement and continued disruptions stall Parliament on fourth day of monsoon session. Now, the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipu Rio today chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam, police and other senior officials to strengthen vigilance mechanisms along the Assam-Nagaland border. Taking to X, Mr. Rio shared that the state government is actively engaging with all stakeholders to prevent illegal infiltration and has intensified border patrolling along the border. While Deputy CM Y. Paton is personally monitoring the situation on ground, district administrations and police in the bordering districts are working closely to prevent any illegal movement, reaffirming the state government's commitment to upholding the security of its citizens and maintaining peace and stability. Mr. Rio assured that all necessary measures are being taken to ensure the situation remains under control and any unlawful activity is dealt with firmly in accordance with the law. Amid growing concerns over eviction drives being carried out in neighbouring Assam, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton today visited border areas in Wakha and Newland districts to assess the situation. In Wakha's Ralan area, Mr. Paton held a public meeting at Lipanyan village where community members voiced their concerns over illegal immigrants crossing into Nagaland. In a social media post, Mr. Paton, who is also minister in charge of home, shared that the issue transcends state boundaries and is a matter of national importance. To ensure peace and safeguard public interests, one company of the Indian Reserve Battalion has been deployed to the Ralan area, effective immediately. The Deputy CM also noted that any eviction activities within the disputed area belt will be conducted jointly by the governments of Assam and Nagaland. Meanwhile, in Newland District, Mr. Paton held a coordination meeting with district officials, Commissioner of Police Dimapur, heads of departments, town council members, GBs and local leaders, and MLA Achumbamokikon. He commended the unity and vigilance of the local administration and community who have been conducting round-the-clock surveillance, emphasizing that Newland is being a porous border area which requires full attention. He urged all to report any unfamiliar settlement activity, maintaining that the current situation is not a border conflict but a national interest. The Deputy CM urged the CRPF to remain as a neutral force. Meanwhile, Mr. Paton expressed appreciation to Chief Minister Rio for his prompt attention and commitment to address the issue, mentioning that Mr. Rio's proactive involvement reflected the seriousness with which the matter has been handled. India and UK today signed free trade agreement in London. In a press statement following talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today marks a historic day in India-UK bilateral relations. He expressed happiness that after many years of hard work, comprehensive economic and trade agreement between the two nations has been concluded. He noted that this agreement paves the way for shared prosperity of India and the UK.
और भारतीय टेक्सटाइल फुटवियर जेम्स एंड ज्वेलरी सी फूड और इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स को यूके में बेहतर मार्केट एक्सेस मिलेगा भारत के एग्रीकल्चर प्रोड्यूस और प्रोसेस फूड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके की मार्केट में नए अवसर बनेंगे भारत के युवाओं किसानों मछुआरों और एमएसएमई सेक्टर के लिए यह समझौता विशेष रूप से लाभकारी सिद्ध होगा.
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the free trade agreement deal will bring huge benefits to both the countries.
This is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. And it's one of the most comprehensive deals that India has ever done. So thank you, Prime Minister, for your leadership and for your pragmatism. Today we're announcing nearly £6 billion in investment and export wins between India and the United Kingdom.
Mr. Starmer said the pact will boost wages and raise living standards of working people. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The fourth day of the monsoon session today continued to witness disruption of proceedings in both houses of parliament, forcing multiple halting before being ultimately adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, amid noisy scene during the day, various reports of standing committees were tabled, including on communications and information technology and on rural development. In the morning, Speaker Om Birla took up question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering and trooped into the well of the House. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow question hour, saying that their conduct is not in accordance with the dignity of the House.
आपसे आग्रह करता हूं लोगों की अपेक्षाएं आकांक्षाओं को उठाने के लिए तख्तियां लेकर मेजे खोदने के लिए भी भेजा है आप अपने अपने आसन पर जाएं प्रश्नकाल के बाद नियमों के तहत आपको हर मुद्दे विषय पर बोलने दिया जाएगा
Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha transacted a few listed businesses. The House bid farewell to six retiring members representing Tamil Nadu. The Rajya Sabha also took up the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. However, due to continued sloganeering, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Commissioner and Secretary of School Education and SERT Nagaland, Kavileno Angami, today emphasized the pivotal role of quality education in building human capital and achieving a developed Nagaland. Speaking at the inaugural session of a two-day workshop for district officials and dais on the 5th Chief Secretary Conference and State Indicators for Education at Kohima, Ms. Angami stressed that the state's vision aligns with the national goal of a Viksit Bharat, where education and human capital play a critical role.
To have a developed Nagaland, a human capital is one of the pillars for the country, for the state, for the country to be developed. And therein, education is one of the critical pillars for the human resource development. Quality education is the foundation for building the human capital.
Highlighting education managers, teachers and policymakers as integral to strengthening the school ecosystem, she urged education officials to assess their contributions and commitment to nurturing the future of the state. In response to the ongoing eviction drive against illegal immigrants in Assam, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang, has directed all village councils, wards and colonies in the district to remain vigilant. The DC has directed local authorities to be on alert for any unusual movement or migration and to immediately report such activity to the district administration or police. Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, has observed that some hospitals are providing reimbursement-only care under the Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme. NHPS has directed such hospitals to strictly implement cashless treatment protocols and to refrain from making any undue profit from the scheme without delivering its benefits to the beneficiaries. The society has urged beneficiaries to report such instances immediately by calling the toll-free number 1-800-202-3308 or by emailing support-nhps@cmhis.nagaland.gov.in. To end the news, the headlines again. Chief Minister Nipurio chairs high-level meeting to boost security measures along Assam border. Deputy CM Y. Paton assesses border security amid Assam eviction drives. India-UK ink landmark free trade agreement. And continued disruptions stall parliament on fourth day of monsoon session. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.